Cube, sorry, it was paused. Okay, no, it says recording, but it doesn't tell me. Okay, now it's recording properly. Okay. Yeah, now it's
yeah, there okay, we go. Sorry. Now it's back. Thank you.
No, I just saw the red thing saying rec, so I thought it's recording. Okay, shkach, Jonathan, I appreciate that. Good to hear your voice again. Fine. Okay. So fine. So those are the two types of Jews. So we said you see plenty Yidden that were Kedoshim Shleimim that gave up their lives in the way they lived their lives. There were plenty holy righteous Jews that lived their lives as Kiddush Hashem that were tortured and made to suffer and we didn't hear any bat kol going out and removing the gzeira from them. The Asura Rogamalchus, according to the principles we've just put down, although they shouldn't have done what happened to them, shouldn't have happened to them. They lived their lives as Kiddush Hashem. So why did they have to die as Kiddush Hashem? The law doesn't fit into the way we've been putting, the way we've been explaining things. So I just want to do that horrible job of muting. That's better. Okay. So we talk about the Asari Rumalkas, Kadoshi Elyon, Shain Lanu Kola Sogavatisa, Mamala Kudushosa, Machrain, Rishonim, Balatoises, Bakufas Masat Slav. We're talking about Gedoli Tanoim, the holiest of the greatest Tanoim. We haven't got a beginning to understand who they were. The Kudusha, after them, Rishonim, Balatoisfas, the crusades, the Christian persecutions. There are Gedola Chrainim, Begzeris, Inquisitia, Begzeris Tachvatat. The great Achronim that lived through terrible, terrible Yusurim through the Inquisition in Spain and Grez Tachvatat all over the world. Until we saw the Holocaust, there were plenty of Kedoshi Elyon that got killed in the Holocaust. It wasn't just the Bundistim and the reformists and the assimilated one Germany. No, they eventually got to Baranovich and took Rabbanan. They took the Torah of Ram. They took they took Kedoshi Elyon. It wasn't just the ones that weren't living as Kiddush Hashem that to die as Kiddush Hashem. There were plenty that were living as Kiddush Hashem that also got killed there. So what's going on? S'chus kulam hagan aleinu keitzad novin afazu shebegadoli Yisrael v'dikov mubilim l'streifel l'sham misses mishunois. That doesn't fit the pattern. The pattern is the ones that are living as Kiddush Hashem should die in bed. They should fall and go to sleep at night and not wake up the next morning. What are they getting tortured and killed and persecuted for? That doesn't fit the system. There are plenty of good, holy people that prefer not to answer this question. You leave the question aside. You know, take your shoes off because the place you're standing is holy. You don't get involved in this. These are things that are too delicate, too adin, too kodosh. They're too big for us. We can't learn them. So we put them aside. We stay with the question. Fine. Nothing wrong with that. And it's true. We are too small to understand and explain the ways of Hashem. Ulam. Since this question is not just an interesting historical question, we want to understand what happened and how it happened. It's halacha lemaisa. This affects our day-to-day existence. It's a question that touches deeply onto the question. It's a subject, sorry, that touches deeply onto the question of suffering in the world. It's not a new subject. It's an old subject, but it's still relevant today. We're still grappling with that subject, Tzadik V'ralo, Rosh V'toivlo. And it affects our emunah and betochen every day. Therefore, everyone has an obligation to try and answer for himself according to his level, his understanding. At the end of the day, you're going to have to step back and say, good, I don't understand. For sure. No one's saying not. We can't understand Hashem's ways. But to the extent that we are obligated to learn Torah and understand a subject that challenges us and that we have to grapple with, as we need to understand that subject. We need to try and come up with answers that will enable us to not have our emunah and betochen challenged the whole time by this. Okay, biru sugya zu doresh ma'amatz v'izboinenus. This subject, clarifying the subject, requires, I'm warning you right away, he's warning you, requires effort and a lot of thought. So that could be why nobody came. Not nobody, the important people are here, the ones that did not there, so they didn't come. It requires a lot of effort and it has a lot of thought. I'm not sure mit kashim leredet no'im kam shel dvorim. Because we're so busy with everything else, people have a hard time getting to the depth of the subject. Therefore, they push it aside. And you can push it aside in a very frum, holy way. Just saying it's too big, we can't understand it, and we accept it, and we go weiter. But if you do that, I promise you now, you're going to have problems with your emunah betochen, because it's going to challenge your emunah betochen all the time. What's those thoughts going through your head? You'll see they're there. You can't deny it. You're going to be troubled by it. How can you not be troubled by it? So, Bikra Toiv, hey, Maftirin, Kiakol Mishamayim, Vakolotova. You hear it being said very often, Akol Mishamayim, Vakolotova. Now, that's true. Akol Mishamayim, Vakolotova. That's fine. But if you're really holding there, then Gesundheit, I don't have a problem with it. But most of us are not really holding there, and most of us are challenged by this question. It bothers us. It's not fair. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Lama zekacha. So we have to try to the extent that we're able to try and understand what's going on here. In achinami, akol mishamayim, akol tova. Yes, you can't understand the ways of Hashem. That's all true. So let's just close our Gemaras and go home, because you won't understand a Gemara properly either. You'll understand the Chumash Rashi either. So what? We don't stop learning. We try and learn as much as we can. That's our chiyuv. Sof sof kol oit she'ein liyudi tshuva. Because man, you don't have an answer that settles with you a little bit. And as long as you don't go and search and understand and battle and grapple with this subject, these are all external. Yeah, kol tova, kol mishamayim, kol tov. But that's not how we live. We have feelings inside of us that there's a problem here that we don't understand, and we have to try and understand it. Sometimes you feel angry. You have to be honest with yourself here. We have to be very honest. It doesn't help being frum. When you feel anger, you have to go, no, I don't feel good, because you're not allowed to feel anger against Hashem. You can't come to Hashem with tainus because of kol mishamayim v'kol tova. So how dare you think? If that's what you're feeling, that's what you're feeling. Now you have to go work it. We suppress and deny too many of these real difficult questions. These are proper kashas. Moshe wasn't embarrassed to ask the question. So we also have to be not embarrassed to acknowledge ourselves that we have these difficulties. They're real difficulties. They're not poshut. Pushing aside these difficulties, I think, is more problematical than facing them. Even if you can't understand them, at least acknowledge that there it is. Don't just push Hashem out the door. He wants us to grapple with this. It's quite possible that if a person doesn't try and understand the subject, that doesn't put effort into the subject, sincerely trying to understand what he can understand, it could be mevatel the mitzvah of avas Hashem all the time. Very interesting. The Chovos HaLevavos in the Hagdomot, I've mentioned this many times. It's very enlightening. In the beginning of Shara Bechina, he says one of the things that prevents a person, because it's such a logical thing that you have to do. It's so obvious that you have to be Boich in the Bria to see the Chochmah of the Boyer in the world. He says he mentions three things there. One of the things that prevents us from doing this is the so-called bad things that happen to people. He says that's one of the reasons why people aren't boichin in the Bria. So I was very surprised, and I'm still very surprised when I see that. If in the beginning of Shara Betochen, you would tell me the reason why people are tochen in Hashem is because you look around and you see, wow, there's a lot of bad things going on here. You know, good people who did the best they could and Hashem whacked them. So how can I have Betochen that Hashem will do everything that's good for me, because you see, you know, bad things happening to good people. I could understand that there. That I could understand. Aval, aval, do Shara Betochen. going and investigating and the chokhmah, the beauty, the god of the bria, in order to the chokhmah boira and the bria, what's it got to do with them doing good or bad things? Ma'aze kashe, ma'aze kashu. Avada shara b'chin is also an aspect of betochen, and it comes before betochen, and you can also get to betochen shara b'chin. Of course, you start seeing the way the world is put together, and it could only have been put together by an intelligence, and it just didn't happen by chance. You start seeing Hashem. That's the goal. So why would things, so-called bad things happening, why would that stop you from doing that? That didn't make sense for a long time. Think towards this. If you're walking around with this problem, wow, you see such good, you know, such bad things happening to such good people, and he was such a tzaddik, and look what happened to him, and look what happened to him, and look what happened to Rabbi Kiva B'Shaiso, and all the Rabbi kids that we know and that we put the Holocaust, everything, you eventually get so angry at Hashem, you don't even want to look at him anymore, Chachalila. You won't even go be boichin and to see Hashem. You won't spend an hour looking at a tree to see the awesome, awesome, godless, to meditate on an orange or an apple, to see the Yad Hashem in the world. You won't do that because you're just too angry. Therefore, we have to find a way to at least settle ourselves with proper Torah ideas about how we deal with this subject. That's what he says. You not only that, but you mean Vatla Mitzvah Avos Hashem if you don't do this. You won't are a beginner, which brings you to unbelievable avos. L'chein choyve gemura mutelos anein levaris admel kabel tshuva menichedas. We have a chigomo, he says, to investigate this subject and to come up with an answer that at least is settles with us. You're not going to come up answering that it's finame over. You'll be grappling with the trauma of the Holocaust for a long time, even after we've learned this. But we need some kind of a handle, some kind of a Torah idea, a machsha, an understanding. Like we mentioned, a gachal, a coal. We need some kind of a coal that we can warm ourselves on. Ein sofek kol ma she'anu atidim levaye mipi svarim v'seifrim. Einu asof v'tachli shel tshuva zu. Poshut. All the clarification we're going to come up with from all the seifrim and the svarim they're going to be learning now obviously is not the end of the story. We can't understand the ways of Hashem at the end. Wonderful three words there. If you would know, it'd be. It means if you would know and understand all the ways of Hashem, then you'd be Hashem. If you would know and understand anything Reb Chaim Kanievsky knows and understands, then you'd be Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Calls mind you don't understand Reb Chaim Kanievsky. That's, of course you don't understand Reb Chaim Kanievsky because you're not him. You don't know what he knows. You don't have access to what he has access to. Ilu yadaita Yisov. If you would know and understand this, then you would be Hashem. I mean, we can't understand Hashem's ways. You're not him. Very important for us to discuss and learn what Chazal have revealed to us. And what we wanted to talk about, we have a chiv to talk about. The program abayim nishtaveh as tshuvoso shel shayla zu b'tzura koleches u'besof avrura. We'll try in the chapters coming up to try and give a clear answer to this question in a way that we'll be able to understand it and accept it. Even those who don't have time and energy and the ability to learn this down to a depth properly, to come to two goals here, to find an answer to the tshuva of this answer, and to come to an understanding of what is the essence and the purpose of suffering in the world, klali. That's where we want to try and get to with the study that we're going to do. Okay. So I think we did this the end of last month. What we're going to touch now on is stuff. This question touches on the question about the Bria in general, about creation in general. This question flows from the fact that any person who still has a bit of seichel left in his head, someone who's not completely buried and up to his eyeballs in the taivas and the gashmias and the schmutz of the world, knows with an utter clarity that there's a creator and a ruler of this world. This world's not hefka. This world just didn't happen. This world doesn't happen. There's an asher also oisav yasis kolam asim. There's a Kodesh Baruch who has everything. There's Eid Milvode. Everybody knows that. Anybody who's still learning Shara Pirkei Machshava, yeah, within the morning, for sure knows. And it's not possible any other way. There's no ways that what we see in the world could have happened by itself. Even Darwin himself said the human eye proves, he disproves theory. It couldn't be. The human eye couldn't have evolved. I'm not going into one, not the whole story now. That's not a trick now. But there's many things, not just human eye. We showed Darwin dozens of things that would disprove his theory. In fact, there's nothing there to his theory. It doesn't need disproving. There's nothing there that proves anything. Except, like he said, we have big negi to get Hashem out the picture. But calls on somebody who wants Hashem in the picture, he knows that there's a Boira who created the world and is running the world and manhiging the world. Obviously, in such a world, there's no questions, there's no doubts. Ulam, yacharim zois, iman hagas aboy iti menenu mivinim. Nevertheless, sometimes we don't always understand ways of the boyra. We don't understand. Veyosemikach, lo rak lanu, dilia seikel the katne hasoga, mit oyre shaylos. Not just us with our weak intellect and our limited perspective, we have shilas that arouse themselves. Gam Moshe Rabbeinu v'Dovin HaMelech oimdim mishtayim l'neichach shayla zu. You're in good company of problems here. Because Moshe Rabbeinu and Dovin HaMelech and the Machim themselves were stuck with this question. Keitzad yitochen shetzadik v'ralo v'roshu v'toivlo. They couldn't understand. Couldn't understand. Tzadik v'ralo v'roshu v'toivlo lo yitochen. It's not possible. We don't have a problem with it. Even. It doesn't even bother us that much anymore. We're so used. We live in the world. We never lived in another world. Moshe Rabbeinu lived in the Tzadik V'Toiv, Lo Ravaralu. How's it possible? V'kach ma'avrim chazal is b'kashos Moshe Rabbeinu v'sholom. Hoydiyinim na'ayis trachel. Moshe Rabbeinu says, please Hashem, explain to me ways. Omo lofon of Ribbeinu sholem, itna yesh Tzadik V'Toiv Lo v'yesh Tzadik V'alo. There's Rosh of a Tovel, Rosh of a Lalo. Before Shugamara, at the beginning of Brocha, learning Eruvin already in Daf Yomi, forgot to even did Brocha. But there it is, right at the beginning of Daf Zion in Brocha. This is in Bol to Moshe Rabbeinu question, Hodiyani Nai, Rachecho, is this question of what's going on here? Tzadik V'Ralo, V'Tovel, or Tzadik Rosh Tovel, or Rosh of a Lalo, Ma Koro. Kam Dover Chamele V'Sholom, B'Seifet Tehid, מאיד על עצמו כי קושי זו הסעיר את רוחו עד כדי כך שכיפ נטו רוגלוב מדחה וערס השם. It's hard to say the words. But Dovin HaMelech himself says it. He was so bothered by the question that he listened to it. I can't even bring myself to say that. ואני כמעט נוטוב רוגלו קיים שופחו אשורי כי כניסי בהילולים שולם רשוי מה כי אין חרוצו Chatzuvos lemoisam bori loyl bomel enishe imoy vim adam lo yigam lekain an kosmoy gaiva yit afsis chamas lomoy. Wow, that sounds just like this is Dovin HaMelech telling you he mat mat he's walking away from the ways of Hashem. He's gone and it's too much. Ki kanisi bohelolim. He was jealous of the hefka ones. Shalom Roshayim Are. I see the Roshayim beginning. Shalom. I'm suffering. I'm going through Gehenna here. Yeah? Doing everything I'm supposed to do. I'm already a tzaddik. I'm not a deal with a tzaddik. And he sees around him, everything's fine with the Roshayim. Listen to the words. When he can't native Roglakan, nearly away from all of this. David HaMelech's been challenged. He's immune as the challenge. So what do you want from your kids? What do you want from yourself? Dovin HaMelech miyached mizmo ishon b'seifet Tehillim mishalos. He wrote a whole perek of Tehillim on this question. And he wasn't writing it theoretically. Dovin HaMelech didn't sit down like a philosopher to come up with a philosophical discourse on why do the writers suffer. And what he was doing, he was spilling his struggle and battle that he was going through, dealing with philosophical. It's the yearning and the searching of David HaMelech. It's his neshon. Wow. Yeah, I mean, this is big stuff. And we think we're fun. No, it doesn't bother me that much. I'm cool, whatever. Tzadik b'tovah, that's what Hashem wants. I call it tovah. Everything's fine. Go weiter. Well, you think you're not affected this? David HaMelech tell you, and he lo yachol anymore. He wrote a whole capital thing because he was so bothered by this. And we're on. The whole world out there, everyone's fine. Everyone's cool. Gaba Makoinus Makoimus Noisofim Besefit Hilim Shzoira Shailazu. It comes up in many places in Tehil. Echonim Makoinus Eluhut Hilim Tzadik Bay. Ishbalu Yoidoch Silo Yovin Ois Bifruch Rashim Kmoisa Vitzisikol Payalovin. Ishbalu Yoidoch. A fool, an intelligent person doesn't know. And a fool, a Xilo Yovin Ois, he can't understand this. When you see the Rishim sprouting like Ace, and you see them doing so well, you see, when you look at the world, you see all the Rishim doing so well, whatever, and something and being lifted up high, you can't understand. But that's talking about bears and Xilim. That's us. We have to find to learn this. The Chuva Lazun is Yachet Seif Shalom Batalet Kisva Kodesh, who say for Eoiv. There's another Hulk in Tanakh, say for Eoiv. I'm sure you're aware of the Sefer, dealing with question. V'kachosav ha-Rambam, ba'akdomosel ha-Piriyuv, ki yoyis v'shay lezu, pina gedoy lebera. The Heilige Rambam, the great Rambam, the Rishon, who knew what suffering was, and Kodesh Baruch Hu was, yeah? He said that this question, in his Akdomah to Sefer, is the cornerstone of gedulaber, of godless entire. Nizyachar alaf Sefer olam Sefer Iyuv levarot. The whole Sefer, all Sefer in Tanakh, Ram says that's the cornerstone of God in Torah. The Neichach of the Shishal Zu Kushur Levanegas Leshoy Sheabria. Since it is that this object is goes to the very root of the creation, Aleinu Lahagdi Lahav Mispayed Din Chutzos Kshurus Lenaise. We need to, as usual, when you learn a complicated, difficult sugi, you have to learn the background. You have to get the background material. You have to get the definitions clear. We have the things in place. So that's what we're going to be doing. Hashem, going via, we're going to have to understand some basic background sugyas. Then we'll come back and we'll deal with this very, very challenging and important, vital. It's posh. It's not shaykh. It's not not to deal with this. I mean, today we see you living with it. You told me 6 months ago, ma boy, but today, you know how many kaddish, you know how many adik, you know how many people that aren't with us anymore, Rahman Allah. And yet you see the Rishoyim running around, people that and nothing doesn't affect. And yet you see Gedoyli Israel, Mamash Gedoyli Israel, people sitting in the mosque, Gedoyla, the leaders of Israel, and you see them being Rahman Allah, boy. You know, if I don't mind tzadik the rosh, but it's a tzadikim first. Lama. Well, because it's a kapara. You know, kibasada. Well, does that settle you? You feel bad. You feel good about that now. And no, it doesn't work for me. We need to understand this thing. We need to get to the point where you can turn around like David HaMelech and also say anach lo mivin. We can't understand, but at least come up with something that's data that gives a person some sense of das with the subject. Otherwise, it's hard to forward. So, Metz Hashem, we're going to carry on. Tomorrow we'll be on Zoom still. Sunday, Yom Kippur, as I said, back in the Beis Midrash. I don't know what happened to everybody. I hope people got a message that we're starting to. I don't know. There's a lot of people missing, but the important ones are. So, Metz Hashem, tomorrow we'll be Korotin again. 9:30 doesn't work for anybody. The point is, Rivulitsky starts at 10, so I have to be finished about 10. That's why I'm saying 9:30. I prefer to cut it to 10, even next week. But if 9:30 doesn't work for anybody, just let me know. Try and see if we have to play around. But I don't know what's going to be. We haven't been in the best midrash for like 6 months, so I have to see how this is going to pan out. But in the meantime, we'll try Sunday to do 9:30. Tomorrow on Zoom, still at quarter to 10. So we'll start at 9:30. If I'm a little bit, just wait for me because it's traffic and driving and whatever, we'll have to see. And I can't get hold of a lot of you, tell you that I'm running late or whatever. So just stick around, I'll be there, Matzah Shem. And anybody who wants, I mean, it feels like came to the Midrash, Gevaldik, or we wanted to see everybody. And it's a shame. And we should be Zeicha to Yeshua's Verufus.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Take care. Look after yourselves.
Chodesh Tov.
Good Chodesh.